20th District Legislative Update. I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator John Braun. The state is apparently trying to sneak a home for sexual predators into the Tenino area. What can you tell us about that?
It's really been a shock to the community. The Department of Social and Health Services and Department of Corrections are moving to establish a facility in South Thurston County with little or no, apparently no notice to the community about their intentions to move folks from McNeil Island who have finished their sentence into what's kind of a halfway house with what appears to be very little planning, very little or no notice, and very little security to protect the community that surrounds it. And what it is, another example of mismanagement at the agency level, where they're not doing the job that we all expect from them. This is a difficult situation. I get that, but they should be expected. They should be required to engage with the community, to talk to the community, to answer their questions and be held accountable to make sure if they're going to do this at all, if it really needs to be done, which is not clear, that it's done in a way that doesn't leave people in fear for the safety of their kids, for their families.
The Democratic chair of the Senate Law and Justice Committee has indicated that she plans to block a bill that would fix a law that hampers the ability of police to pursue criminals. What's the story there?
I don't think there can be any doubt we have a public safety issue in our state. We have both violent and nonviolent crime at 25-year highs. Nobody is questioning that. And we know for certain that this is related to the ability to pursue criminals. There can be no question. There's story after story. There's data from our law enforcement that says the two are connected, and yet the chair of law and justice says, no, you guys are wrong. There's no connection. That's just wrong. Wrong on her part in her conclusion, and wrongheaded to say, hey, we're going to talk about this during an election year, but when we get back to Olympia, we're going to say, no, we know better, and we're not going to allow this through. And I'll tell you what, while I'm disappointed in the chair of law and justice, I'll be more disappointed in the caucus if they let her get away with it. Let's be clear about this. As the chair, she has the ability to hold that bill up, but she works at the pleasure of the caucus. So if that bill gets held up, that's not just her responsibility. That's the entire majority Democratic caucus's responsibility.
20th District Legislative Update with Senator John Braun. I'm Tracy Ellis.